Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is the day before Thanksgiving, and I was supposed to have been had this episode done. Oh, but oh well, who cares? I'm black till I'm beautiful. So I pray that everyone is having a great week so far. I do apologize for my irregularity in bringing to you episodes. I have a reason. It's called life. Life happens. Yeah, really, life happens. If you're living, life happens. But I've started a new job again that actually has a little bit more stability just in time for the holidays, and I'm so very grateful. And I'm thankful. I am thankful for life. I'm thankful for strength. And this episode that you are about to embark on is a very special Thanksgiving episode. In this, I will be talking about rules for Thanksgiving, rules that you can apply for your well-being, rules that you can apply for the dinners at your house, and rules and regulations to set forth as we will be having various guests. We may be entertaining loved ones or maybe going around a loved one. So here are some tips to survive Thanksgiving. So let's go ahead and let's delve into surviving Thanksgiving. Now, before we get started in the shindig, I'm going to let y'all know something. I have some housekeeping that I need to take care of. Please don't forget to follow Black Trans and Beautiful on Twitter at btransbpodcast@gmail.com. You can also support this podcast by cash apping us, $YannickTMusic. Everything will be in the show notes. Also, I have a GoFundMe going on right now. I had a little situation due to a sudden loss in income. Many of you know the story about me losing my job in October, early part of October, later part of September, without any formal notice. So this GoFundMe is gofundme.com/f/YannickSurvival. If you can please show me some love to that. I have a goal of 1500, but I'm looking to exceed that by the beginning of December. Even if you just share it, that helps so much. And also, this holiday season, support a black trans person. Support black trans people. They need love too. We need your help. And if you hear GPS going off, I'm taking an alternative route to work. But also, I have a Ko-fi page with bonus footage, bonus stuff. This includes everything you need to know about Unwanted the series, which is going to have something new posted up. So it will be very helpful if you all help me out with that. So here's a little bit of break. We're going to jump into the show. Here's some church announcements from some of my sponsors. And again, thank you for listening to my sponsors. I had someone complain about me running ads on the show. They felt that it was unnecessary, but I'm like, honey, you just don't know what it takes to do this podcasting thing. Those ads are necessary. So if you're listening and you have a problem with the ads, you can fast forward, okay? But I'm telling you, these ads are going to bless your life, all right? So live, love, and be free. Surviving Thanksgiving is my goal.
What's up, everybody? The holidays are right around the corner, and I know you are looking for the perfect gift. Well, honey, I have the perfect gift for you. Coming to you from crochet artist and private instructor Dwayne L. Washington, honey, you better get you some Cake by Dwayne. Honey, when I tell you, he has the best crochet art, crochet designs. You can get crochet jock straps for you and your significant other. I just got my crochet earrings in a nice holiday blue color, which is my favorite color. Honey, I'm telling you, Dwayne is putting his foot in this crochet, honey. So if you're on Etsy, you go to Etsy and look up Cake by Dwayne, Poshmark, Cake by Dwayne, and Twitter at Cake_Dwayne. Everything is in my show notes. And what does Cake stand for? It stands for crocheted Artistic Creation Enterprise. Let's support this black business, honey. Support, support, support. Check him out. You won't regret this. Girl, I'm telling you, I'm rocking my earrings now as we speak, honey. And when I go to the holiday party, the girls are going to be envious, swelling, because I'm wearing Cake by Dwayne. Get into it, honey.
Welcome back. Now let's jump into our segment on surviving Thanksgiving. Yes, we are going to survive Thanksgiving this year. Now, if you have to get your favorite libations, have to get your favorite herbal remedy, if you have to get something to keep you from smacking the piss out of family members or slapping the crap out of your favorite relatives, I suggest that you get it. If you have to chant, sage your house, if people are coming to your house, or sage yourself, do what you got to do for you. Because it's 2019, soon to be 2020. And it makes no sense that our Thanksgivings be just as dysfunctional as all get-go. Now, one thing that the priestess is going to tell you, and this is also a segment of priestess wisdom. During this holiday season, these tips that I'm about to share are going to work for Thanksgiving as well as for Christmas. One thing I want you to do this holiday season is set boundaries. Set boundaries. And the reason why I'm saying to set boundaries, sometimes our families and even our friends, our loved ones, can go a bit too far with trying to micromanage our lives. They go a little bit too far with trying to tell us what we should be doing with our lives. When they're stuck in a rut themselves, they're stuck in a loveless marriage, they're stuck in a situation to where they are not the happiest, or either, you know, they may be giving advice from a place of patriarchy, misogyny, or they just like to hear themselves talking. Don't nobody else want to hear them talk. You know, you got some of them relatives that always up in everybody else's Kool-Aid, but don't know the flavor of their own Kool-Aid, and they still trying to figure out why they can't find a man or why they can't find a woman, when in reality, the man or woman that they with is cheating and they got several babies, daddies, but don't know who's who. And anyway, that's a lot of shade in one breath. But one thing, tip number one, if you are single for the holidays this year, do not, and I mean this from the heart, do not go out of your way to quote unquote hire somebody to be your date for Thanksgiving dinner. Plain and simple. Do not worry about what other folks have to say about you not having a husband or a wife or a significant other during Thanksgiving. If you don't want a date, or if you're content with being single, that's you. And when they ask, well, when are you going to get married? When are you going to get a girlfriend? Just simply say, when are you going to stay out of my business? Right now, I'm here to eat dinner. I'm not here to discuss the details of my love life or the lack thereof. Don't worry, the priestess is getting hers in. Stuff like that. Just set that boundary and let them know, I don't really want to talk about that right now. That's not the subject of discussion. Let's discuss this dry cornbread that Aunt Sally made. Y'all let her make it every year, but the cornbread be dry and nasty. Better yet, why does the macaroni and cheese have raisins in it? Y'all let Becky with the good hair, Antonio's wife, make the darn macaroni and cheese, and y'all know it tastes bad. Let's talk about that. And just that quick, you can make Thanksgiving petty. Anyway, and for those of us who, and I'm going to say this, who may every year bring someone different to the Thanksgiving dinner, again, it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that at all. When people ask you, well, what happened to the other person that you bought? Look at them with all seriousness in your eyes and tell them, well, clearly it's over. Clearly, we're no longer dating. Clearly, we're broken up. Clearly, we are no longer together. So what do you expect me to do? And I hate when people do that. I absolutely hate when people get in other folks' business and wonder why, or they want to talk about why they bring different people to their dinner every year. That's none of your business, really. And I find that, especially with Black families, that is a pandemic of why certain people aren't meeting this goal, meeting that goal. And for me, that creates so much drama around being married by a certain age, being this, that, and the other, when in reality, you're just trying to live your life to the best of your abilities. Like, dang, let me live. And my personal favorite, when it comes down to social media, you have that one relative that asks, well, child, I was on your Facebook page and you had all kind of stuff on there. This is what you tell that relative. Especially if you grown. Well, auntie or uncle or grandma, the last time I checked, I was grown. And that's my social media. So I don't owe you an explanation as to what I put on my social media. Now, if it offended you, there's a button called unfriend, unfollow, and block. Govern yourselves accordingly and stay out of my business. Sometimes you have to do that. And it's not that you're being nasty to people. You let them know, hey, I'm grown. Let me live my life. Stay out my business. Like, come on, for real. People do too damn much on Thanksgiving and they go too far with stuff. Let's just be real. And also, to the bougie aunt that thinks she's better than everybody else on Christmas and has all this stuff to say to try to knock people down, I have news for you, darling. No one cares. No one cares. I for surely, one, don't care. What I will do when you start talking about your grandness, your delusion of grandeur, I can easily put in my earphones, start listening to some of my favorite podcasts, start listening to Melanated Memoirs, Naked Colors, and ignore you. That will be the joy of my life right there, honey. Just to ignore you. Because I don't want to hear you. I don't like you. 9 times out of 10, you might need that bougie-ness. You need to worry about your kids, your dysfunctional family. Why your kids always getting into trouble, but don't nobody hear about what your kids do because you too busy putting other folks' business out there instead of worrying about your own. Like, for real. And for this holiday season, I want people to understand that the holiday season is to be about togetherness, not family drama. If you have a disagreement with somebody or you mad at somebody, don't go to the dinner ready to show your tail, because there are other people at that dinner that came to have a good time. There are other people, and that's disrespectful to the host house when you come adding drama. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just don't do that. Don't do that at all. That's disrespectful. If somebody wants to start some mess, be like, look, now is not the time nor the place. If you want to discuss something, we can take this outside or we can talk about this at a later date, but not here, not right now. And if they keep egging it on, just tell them, you know what, grandma, grandpa, or to the host, I'm going to go ahead and leave right now. It's best I remove myself from the situation. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm sorry for whatever happened or whatever they want to do, but I'm going to leave. Sometimes you got to do that. You really got to do that. So, and these are just some ground rules. And I really want people to know that Thanksgiving don't actually have to be real grand either. people go all out cooking these big lavish meals. And for me, I'm not able to visit my family this year for Thanksgiving, but I'm going to be with another sector of family. People that I can call my family, I know won't judge me. They'll get me together when I'm wrong and snatch my edges and snatch my ball. But that's okay. Sometimes you got to be snatched ball, but it's in the way that you do it. Some of us may not be able to go home because of work or whatever. If you're going to be spending Christmas away from your family due to work or whatever, spend that time with friends. Even if you don't have friends that you can regularly hang out with, honey, you can take yourself out to a movie. Don't be sad and depressed. Find support groups and stuff. Even if you have to go help other people that may not have a great Thanksgiving because of situations with finances, there's always a way, especially during Christmas. You can help out during Christmas by helping needy people, needy families, and or helping or just doing something in the community on that special day. You know, a lot of people say, well, it's just another day. For some people, it's not like that, especially with people who have been kicked out of homes for whatever reason because they're different, because they choose to love whom they love, or they identify a certain way, or because, and I'm gonna be real, some got kicked out of their homes because they didn't let their parents dictate what career path they wanted, what career path that they should take. That happens. You know, show love to your fellow man. Show love to your brother. And also, I have, and you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, the holidays are very volatile sometimes, because sometimes people really don't have a support system. And it's sad. It saddens me to know that some people don't have families that they can go to. And a lot of times it could be because of different things going on in the family, different issues that could be happening in the family, and that's not our fault. Sometimes we get caught up in the crossfires of family situations that we had nothing to do with. It's not our fault that our dad slipped out on our mom. And, you know, we're looked at with this disgust from certain family members. And that's another thing that I want y'all to stop doing during the holiday season. Stop taking your anger out on innocent bystanders that had nothing to do with the situation. Stop taking your anger out on people that had nothing to do with the situation that hurt you. You need to place that anger in the right place. You have misplaced anger. You have misdirected anger. Fix that. Stop taking it out on the child that was a product of an extramarital affair. Stop taking your anger out on the person that your husband or your significant other cheated with. Your significant other made a decision to cheat. You need to take your anger out on them. And then after you take your anger out on them, take your ass to therapy and get some help. You can go to talkspace.org, betterhelp.com. Call on Jesus or Buddha. Get you some help. But don't bring that to Thanksgiving. Stuff like that pisses me off. I've already did the rules of Thanksgiving and the etiquette last year. Y'all should know the etiquette, you know. But this year, I want Thanksgiving to be less problematic, less dysfunctional. For real, y'all. It's time we band together as a family. One thing I also want us to do is, if you know that you can't cook and you know you didn't stay in the kitchen with grandma and them long enough, stay out the kitchen. Thanksgiving is not the time to experiment. I do not want marshmallows in my macaroni and cheese or candied yams. I do not want no stinking chitlins. Yes, I eat chitterlings. Judge your mother. I don't want no dry ass cornbread, and I don't want no bugs or dirt floating up in my collard greens, because I will read you. And also, So if you know somebody is having a hard time at Thanksgiving, don't blame them for stuff that is out of their control. Like for me, I'm in a situation to where I'm having to fix some things myself and figure out some things and prepare for some things because I lost my job on my way to work, you know, and that's not my fault. But don't sit there and talk about people behind that back, behind their back or in front of them, because believe it or not, word gets back to people. Let's just stop all the family drama and let's just get along for Thanksgiving 2019. Let's show love. And if you know you can't handle your liquor, you don't need to be drinking. If you know that when you get drunk, you get all emotional and want to cuss everybody out, baby, leave your liquor at home. Save this stuff at your house. Don't bring it to grandma's house. Don't bring it to my house because I'll shoot at you. I'll hurt your feelings. I'll make you feel less than, not even equal to. I'll hurt your feelings. I've done it before. Time out for all the pettiness. But this Thanksgiving, we're going to survive Thanksgiving. Like, for real. And for those of us who have an inferiority complex or we just plain out got issues, leave your issues at the front door. Like, for real. Don't nobody want to hear that on Thanksgiving. We're here to have a good time. I'm not saying put on a mask, but be respectful. Like, come on. Be respectful of grandma's house. Like, come on, let's stop all the drama. Like, for real. And also, to people who are asking, well, what are you doing with your life to certain people? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. If you are not helping push that person in their vision, helping them get gigs or showing them how to do a business plan, but you sitting there asking them what they're doing with your life, then you are a part of the problem. You are a part of the problem. If you are not sitting there advising them what they could do, giving them resources or telling them where they may can go, don't ask them what they're doing with their life. Worry about your life. Worry about your kid's life. And shut up and sit down somewhere. Like, for real. And if you got an issue, like I said, if you got issues with how somebody is living, keep that to yourself. Let this person live. And to my families that want to ban people from their house because of mistakes they made in their past, you have to forgive and forget. That person made a mistake way back in 1977 and you holding it against them in 2019. 42 years later and you still mad at that mistake. That was that person's mistake to make. That was not a reflection on you. You did what you had to do. That person had to learn. Oh, well, learning is hard sometimes. Learning is difficult sometimes. Such is life. But we are all going to get through this Thanksgiving. And going on, I'm going to go ahead and throw some etiquette rules. For Thanksgiving, please control your children. Please control your children. Give your kids the ground rules. When we get to this house, don't act like I don't feed you. Don't tell none of my business. And when I say don't tell none of my business, don't be telling people about where I be buying stuff from, stuff like that. You know. Yeah. You know, tell your kids, be respectful. When you playing with your cousins, don't be hitting them. Don't be fussing and cussing. Act like you got some sense. I'm going to put it in this vernacular. Act like you got some sense. We are going to so-and-so, so-and-so's house. Be respectful of their home. Now, don't be telling your kids you're going to beat the mess out of them. Tell them it's going to be severe consequences when we get home if you don't abide by the rules that I am setting forth. Because some people beat their kids for no reason. You know, because they mean and hateful and stuff like that. But honey, Mm-mm. You got to show love in this season, honey. It is nothing wrong to show love. And also, a little bit more etiquette. In preparation for Thanksgiving, at least bring something to drink. If you don't have the money to contribute like that, or if you don't cook, at least offer some money if you can. Bring some dinnerware, some plates and stuff. See what people need. This goes for Christmas dinner as well. See what people need. Don't just sit there and not help the people whose house you was going to. You know what I'm saying? That's rude. That's disrespectful. And last but not least, make sure that your hygiene is impeccable. Don't nobody want to smell you. Don't nobody want to smell your underarms. Don't nobody want to smell your personal parts. Wash. Use deodorant. Make sure everything is clean and pure. Do not overload on the cologne, because you will get red for filth. Okay? You will be red for filth. I done had to do people like this before. And also, just sit back and have a good time. And I advise that if you are hosting Thanksgiving dinner, send out rules in advance. Send out rules in advance. Send out rules in advance. Let people know, hey, look, here are the ground rules for attending Thanksgiving at my house. What will and will not be allowed. And here's what we're going to do. And also, be respectful of people with food allergies this season. Don't be sitting there and like, oh, she playing. She ain't got no food allergies. Ain't nothing wrong with her. Ain't nothing wrong with her. Because that's how people get hurt. By people saying, oh, they faking. I have a food allergy. I can't eat peanuts and stuff like that. So, I have to be very careful. Because I had an aunt that tried to play with me one time. You can't play with people like that. That's how people get hurt. That's how people's lives end, you know. And these are just some things to help you survive Thanksgiving without getting your ass beat, without you getting cussed out, and without you being on the chopping block. And that's all that I have to say on that subject matter. So have a happy Thanksgiving. Y'all live, love, and be free from the priestess. I'm going into work now. Smooches to you. Oh, and don't forget, be thankful. Love you.